Chapter 1. The moon's pallid glow filled the cloudless sky, barely illuminating the figure hugging the field boundary. Avoiding the ditches and keeping near to the thick hedgerows involved laborious progress. Walking over the damp surface meant socks moistened inside trainers. After negotiating the first gate, progress was slow and deliberate, stopping occasionally to register for signs of activity before reaching a dilapidated stone post on which a rickety wooden gate hung. The visitor paused. A gloved hand shook it. It creaked in protest. Then, voices broke the silence. Despair now as three figures strolled up the field. Head torches crisscrossed the darkness. Another at knee height swung around. Youngsters lamping. A hiding place was needed urgently. Running for a gate nearby was the only option, but the ground was soggy and progress was laboured, breathing heavy and ribs rattling against a thumping heart. Pausing by the gate and glancing left, the lights were closer now, bobbing up and down, piercing the darkness. Cursing silently at the heavy chain keeping the gate locked in place, it meant clambering over it as slowly and as silently as possible, praying the gate wouldn't groan or creak. Falling into a ditch on the other side, panting lungs pulling in deep mouthfuls of breath before focusing for the sound of approaching voices. Silence, encouraging a few short steps back to the gate. The backs of the three men walking down the field meant muscles weak with relief. They would return to their homes at some point, but they would probably be out for at least another 2 or 3 hours. More than enough time